Well, hello, guys. Now, here's a wonderful mother, 34 years of age. And this happened in Brisbane, in Australia. And she's an influencer. We all know what that is, don't we, guys? But this femon, over a sort of three-month period, actually poisoned her own one-year-old child and documented it on a video, saying that her child was terminally ill and in a lot of pain. And of course, it was just a way of scamming money from the people, as she had a GoFundMe page, which actually raised $60,000. And she went through great lengths to get this medicine, or supposed medicine, which actually was poisoning the child. When the child had to go to the doctors, it's the doctors that actually sent the alert out to the police. But notice how they're protecting the identity of this femon. They wouldn't do that if it was a man, would they? So she's using her own child so that she can scam money. And we see it all too often from femons who have obviously no morality, no guilt. Anyway, she was arrested, and I believe the child was taken in care. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. So, you be careful out there, guys. There's a lot of sexual assault charges every day in the papers and the news, all directed against males, of course. Usually a celebrity male or somebody with money or both. It's the new extortion thing from femons. And the R word for sexual assault is everywhere. Boy, it's never the guy down the road who's working at, say, the grocery store. It's always the guy that has some money. And he's the last person who needs to force sex onto a femon. But apparently we're supposed to believe they've all gone sort of nuts and attacking femons everywhere. So guys, when you think you've just had consensual sex, make sure you can prove it. Because a femon will lie, deceive, and she absolutely doesn't care about you at all. She doesn't care if she ruins your life. They have no morals. They certainly don't have any more dignity left. Oh, I know, the patriarchy kept the femons down. They wanted to get in all these jobs and do a hard day's work. No, they didn't. Because they don't really want to work. They want to scam their money like they always have done. Think about it. It's not the patriarchy that made them make an OnlyFans page. They did it themselves. And unfortunately, the bottom has fallen out of that. So watch your back, guys. Because you are just collateral damage. Take it easy.